This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Right, so I started working when I finished up TY because I just wanted to get working. I wanted to get a job. I wanted to get a bit of money. And I started working in a coffee shop near my house.
Okay.
But I would have taken Etten. It wasn't coffee I wanted to get into. So I realized very quickly that I enjoyed working, and I enjoyed working with people and for the public.
Okay.
And soon coffee just became a tool that mixed both of them.
Okay, fair.
So it became an interest. Over time then, I just started learning coffee. I engrossed myself in the coffee industry and started learning from different people. And then wanting to open my own business, I thought, I'm going to give this a crack. So done as much learning as possible, stayed as patient as possible, because it can be hard getting an opportunity when you're young.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that was it really. I just kind of went from there.
Can I ask, why is it called one word coffee?
Okay, so there is a select few people who know this.
All right, well, thousands of people are going to know in a few minutes.
The what?
Thousands of people will know if you expose it now.
Yeah, see, I look, it's sentimental to me.
Okay, you can keep it to yourself then.
In a way that one word with the logo that's behind it of the older man, older woman.
Okay.
It's sort of like you can have your own meaning.
Yeah.
I personally have my own meaning, but it's more so about the image and what that one word represents to you.
Okay. Well, that's really nice.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's very nice. Come here. As starting a business made me so young, right, 20, I can only relate to what I did my own career with, like, when I was DJing. And I found when I was younger, I found it very hard for people to take me serious. Did you have that at the start?
I had it more when I was looking for units, I'd say.
Okay.
So it was... Now, this is... Not to say that anyone was disrespectful or no one was, belittling me in any sense. But I would say that if you're a landlord, especially the time we live in, if there's a few people going for a unit and someone has experience and someone has a little bit more capital behind them, you're probably just going to pick them because it's a safer bet for you.
Yeah, 100%.
So I think in that sense, being taken serious was a bit of a struggle because only I know what I want to do and how I'm going to do it and how much belief I have in it. And it's sometimes difficult to, get that across to the person you're trying to prove it to. I think if you're 20 or you're 26 or you're 35 or if you're 50, your knowledge will speak for itself eventually. And learning off people who know more than you, eventually people will just go, you know what, your man or your one knows our stuff or his stuff. And it's sort of, eventually, it doesn't matter what age you are.
That's a very entrepreneurial mindset there. Learn off the people who know more than you. Be the quietest person in the room and pick it all up. Would you say that was the biggest challenge you faced when you started up first? Because I know with coffee, because one of my mates owns a coffee shop as well, and like it's so competitive. You're competing against five or six places in the same town. What was the biggest challenges at the very start, and what do you face now, would you say?
My parents will definitely be able to back me up on this one. Before opening, it was being patient.
Yeah.
Learning that it will take time and that I'm going to have to just wait my turn, essentially. And every no is closer to a yes. That was a big learning curve for me because I think at 18 or 19, I wanted to open it. And I wanted to be as young as possible. I wanted to do it now.
Yeah.
And that's not always the case, you know? I'd say since opening, it's hard to say it. What's the hardest challenge? I've absolutely loved the first 8 weeks now. It's weird. This is cliche, but cliches are cliches for a reason. It's the long hours. You're not invincible. You can get tired.
100%.
But that's not to say it's not worth it. And getting up now in these winter mornings at 6 a.m. to go in and open the shop and you're doing it on repeat.
Yeah.
It can be, you can feel tired, but it's certainly not ever going to outweigh the feeling that you get from doing it.
One thing I really like on your Instagram is in the bio, it says a community space to enjoy beautiful coffee. And would you say now in the weeks that you've been open, that you feel that community in Dundalk?
I do, for sure. One measure we put in place, which is still my favorite part of the shop, we have these two communal areas.
Okay.
So It's one seat and it curves around. It's hard to explain. But it seats about six people around one table. And the idea behind it was to encourage strangers to sit beside each other. And now that's just a common thing. And it wasn't as common in the first, second, third week as it is now. Mm. And I often see people sitting there going, do you mind if I sit in here? And it's absolutely. And then within 3 or 4 minutes, they're having a conversation. And it's about encouraging people to put phones away or, you know, don't be so engrossed.
Just have the chat, like.
Just an old-fashioned chat. Sit down, talk to the person next to you. Learn something new off someone and then go about your day. But coffee is just the little drink that sparks that. We're facilitating that. You know, we're facilitating these conversations, these wee meetings. It definitely is, coming to fruition.
I think in this day and age, you made a good point about pulling people away from their phones, because I think as social media and all that stuff, we get kind of isolated. So sitting and having the chat is what it's all about. Unbelievable. I love the idea of the bench. A question, One Word Coffee, the shop, you are competing against probably big chains and other independents in your town, are you?
Yes.
And what would you say makes you so different from them?
The big chains, the likes of Starbucks or Costa.
Yeah.
I don't worry at all about them. I think I'm a big supporter of other locals and small independent coffee shops going out doing their thing, and there's always room for another good one. So I hope they all succeed and they all stay open and no one gets put out of business. And it's I don't see it so much as competition with the guy next door.
Okay.
I am doing my best to make sure that One Word and my team are doing all we can to provide the best service, stay consistent, keep the doors open, and put a smile on people's faces when they come in.
You're saying like there's a slice of pie for everybody. If you want success for everyone,
it's a massive thing.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a massive thing. And I think the likes of people always say, "Oh, there's too many barbershops, too many coffee shops," but there is always room for another good one.
Of course, there is.
And especially when it's, you know, someone local or a small independent, and they're going, "I'm gonna have a crack at this," because it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. So I think power to anyone who's gonna try it. And I think, for sure, there's a slice of cake for them.
Absolutely. And Owen, if I was to ask you, right, if someone is listening to this now, right, and same age as yourself, or maybe a bit younger, maybe a couple of years older, they're young, right, and they're thinking, right, I've got an idea, what would your piece of advice be to them in, like, one sentence?
I'm going to butcher this here, right?
Go on.
I heard this quote before from a fella who I have learned a lot of things off. His name is Juliano Caplani.
Okay.
He owns Unfiltered in Dublin.
Nice.
But he told me once, no matter how many times you've used your own shower, when you go and stay in someone else's house or are taking a shower somewhere else, it can be difficult trying to figure it out.
Yes.
Now, that's definitely not how he told me, right? But the point of it was, when you enter someone else's world or someone else's industry or talk to someone who knows better than you, go in and listen. Don't pretend you know everything, because you'll learn a lot.
And you've said it before about going in and listening to the people who've covered the yards already, and especially when you know nothing. Like, you need to be all ears and be an absolute sponge. Owen, before we let you go, if people want to go and have a coffee with you or see what you're about on socials, where can they find you?
Well, find me on Instagram at oneword.coffee. Find me personally, where it's a little bit more uncut. At One Word Owen, EOIN. TikTok is One Word Owen. We're trying to launch a website. That's in the process, so there will be more to follow on that. In person, come down to the Dundalk.
Come down and have a coffee up the town.
Up the town.
Owen, it's been a pleasure, man, having you on. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best. And the next time I'm in Dundalk, I'll call in for coffee.
Appreciate it, Connor. Thanks so much for having me.
Legend.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.